Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the auditory shock and awe that is the Three Way of Awesome podcast. I am Matt. I'm here with Leaper and Stefan. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
God. It's like warming up a diesel engine. It's like... Woohoo! Anyways, guys, I finally did it. I finally got a fall sound effect. I think you guys will like it.
Here. Sounds like a plane crashing.
I know, I found a realistic one and a cartoon one. I decided I'd go with the cartoon. Also, I just saved this because I like it.
Now you're a man. Man, man, man.
It'll come into play somewhere,
I'm sure.
And of course, I said I'd save this, so I did. Send me a picture of your nuts and you can join my clan. So what's up with you two? Anything new?
I'm really, really broke right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm marginally broke right now. I still get a paycheck from my last job on Tuesday.
Nice.
And I get birthday money soon, because my birthday's in like 2 weeks.
It is, you're right.
Indeed.
Yeah. And I'll be getting money from selling all my old computer shit.
Good.
Probably go towards car payments. Get that up until like October.
Car payment is a bad thing to have.
Yeah, mine's not too bad, though. Good. Speaking of my car, I spent quite a while today, actually quite a while this week, working on my car, because I had water damage inside my car, and it smelled awful.
Oh, that sounds
and
terrible.
I sealed my weather stripping around my doors with some caulk.
Giggity.
And then I had to replace my spark plugs. Leaper saw my spark plugs. They were awful.
Yeah.
They were worn down.
It was like a burnout piece of shit.
Yeah, they were the original ones. I mean, spark plugs typically last around 5 years or 100,000 miles or something. And it's a 5-year-old car, so they were done for. But it started up nice, running smoothly.
Great.
And I'll be driving it down to Dallas. And I found 2 nails in one of my tires. Sealed that. Put nails in my tires, Leaper?
No, why would I do that?
I saw him do it.
I don't know, I just kind of blame you when things go wrong. Like, Leaper, did you do it? Austin's not here, so I can't blame him.
Ah, that's such
and
shame.
Even if I did, it'd be another 15 minutes of, well, who's going to blame me?
Slept too much today. I'm really tired.
That's maybe, unfortunate.
Maybe you should get a job.
I do have a job. I slept till like noon, and I'm used to waking up at like 7 in the morning.
I wish I had a job.
You should come sell cars with me.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I'd be good at selling cars, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I guess there's a lot of things I didn't think I'd be good at, like this. And that's still in question.
I dislike it just because there's only so much I want to, like, pressure somebody to do something or persuade them.
Yeah.
Until, like, if they say no, like, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm not going to, like, be an asshole about it, but I could totally see you being good at that. Like, just do it. Just
that
do
is it. That is something Leaper would be good at.
It's as long as there's money involved, you'll do anything.
Sir, can you show me this car while naked, speaking like Vanna White?
Well, there's one like, people on Saturday were like, well, we just don't want to do it today. I was like, do you like car shopping? They're like, yeah, no, we don't. I said, well, why would you go do it some more when you could just get the car you like right now?
Ooh.
That was a good one.
They
that
is a good
it.
One. Do you like car shopping? No. What would you have done if they said, yeah? Yeah, I love car shopping.
Like, well, why car shop some more when you could get the car you like right now? Same answer. It works both ways.
Like a bisexual.
We know, Matt. That was the joke.
I applied at CarMax, and I don't know why I did.
For what?
I just did. I don't know.
What would you do there?
I don't know. And they called me. And then I called them back, and I got the guy who called me. I got his voicemail, and... He never called me again.
Oh, no. What about that Saul's thing?
Yeah, so when I went into Saul's, I went in last Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, we could really use someone like you. You seem level-headed. And I'm like, I seem level-headed. No. But he was like, yeah, we can pay you this. And you can start next week. And he's like, you'll get about this many hours a week, and I'll have you work Thursday through Sunday. Sundays we close at 4, so you'll be out of here early. I'm like, okay, sounds great. He's like, all right, I'll see you on Thursday. I'm like, all right. Tuesday, I get a call. My district manager wants me to hire someone that isn't a student at the moment because we need better availability. I'm like, at the moment, though, I'm not a student. I'm like, I'm not taking any summer classes. And he's like, yeah, but in the fall, you could probably conflict with your work schedule. I'm like, whatever.
Lame.
I know, so lame. They even gave me a starting date and everything. And they're like, oh, see you Thursday. And Tuesday, they're like, we didn't say that.
That sucks. I would never do that to a person.
I know, I was pretty pissed because I thought I had found a job. I was like,
Burger
King, hey,
all right. Person came in, and like, I didn't want to hire him. I'd be like, just your availability. I'd make up some lie, like, when they were first there, not string them along.
And then I had another interview at Bag and Save for loss prevention. The guy was a douchebag that was interviewing me.
The people at Bag and Save are douchebags.
Yeah, the guy was a major douchebag.
Or at least the hiring people. Well, there's a guy trying to call my girlfriend. He called her, like, 5 different times to try to give her a job that she didn't want.
Yeah, and the thing is, he was so hung up on the fact that I didn't put in my 2 weeks, and I explained the situation to him, and it seems right to me, all right? So everyone that was putting in their 2 weeks, they were allowed to work the rest of their shift, and then they fired him. Huh. So what's the point of putting in my 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to work the same amount of hours regardless. So I told him they weren't going to let me put in my 2 weeks. They were just going to fire me. And he was just like, I still don't realize why you wouldn't put in your 2 weeks. I'm like, because they were going to fire me.
I'm like, sir, you don't understand.
I'm like, they weren't letting people put in their 2 weeks. He's like, you still need to go up to them and tell them, like, it doesn't make a difference. And he goes, oh, it doesn't make a difference. I'm like, no, it doesn't make a difference. I'm like, what's the difference? Rather than I can say I put in my 2 weeks, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Look, I can say I know Kung Fu, but unless I could show it to you, it doesn't mean anything.
Indeed.
And then at the end of the interview, he goes, yeah, well, we don't have our position open anymore. Would you mind working in the deli? I'm like, fuck no. I didn't say it like that, but I don't want to work in the deli.
Yeah, no.
I just got out of food service. No.
What about Best Buy?
Called him 3 times and never called me back. Best Buy is hard as shit to get into.
Target's hiring.
Are they hiring where?
At 168th and Maple.
Are they?
They have a now hiring sign on their doors, so
man,
I would assume
so. That's gotta be bullshit,
so.
Because I went on their website, because they have an electronics section, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was like, I can work in the electronics section, and it said not hiring at all.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to actually go up there.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't updated their website or anything, but yeah, they weren't hiring, like, in the whole city or something. I'm like, what the fuck, are you serious?
Every Target I've ever been to, like, all the time I go to Target, there's always now hiring signs on the thing.
Oh, shit, maybe I should go in.
Yeah. And it's on 168th and Maple, so it's pretty close.
Yeah, that's
Walmart's really hiring, too, there.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't want to work at Walmart?
Nah. I heard Walmart is really shitty to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
If I worked at Walmart, I'd try and, like, stage a coup and form a union.
Or gamers. They always have applications out to apply them.
I heard
they
gamers
don't pay
really
very
sucks,
well.
Too. Johnny used to work at Gamers, and he said it was awful.
Huh.
And, yeah, they're offering, like, $7.70. I'm like, okay, I'll apply for $9. And I heard GameStop sucks too. Brian worked at GameStop for a little while, and he's like, they just kind of randomized the schedule, and if you couldn't work, you had to, like, trade with people and stuff.
That
he's like,
sucks.
So just be this big mishmash of trading and stuff. It was crazy. Oh well, I'll find a job at some point. The only thing I have to pay monthly is my car payment, and I'm gonna have that done till the fall.
Yeah,
I'll just be broke.
Go be a valet with Stefan.
I think they're kind of full. They're already just bringing in Stefan off the bench every now and then. Did you ever find Seamus in your backseat?
No. There's no Seamus.
That's unfortunate.
It's a shame.
It's a shameful
thing. Oh, shame you couldn't find Seamus.
All right, Leaper, are you ready for the news?
Sure.
I don't think you are.
I got news.
Yeah, prove me wrong, all right?
Okay.
I don't think you're ready. All right, let's do the news.
Thank you.
All right, Leaper, what do you got?
Tweet is banned from the New York Times. What? Why, you ask? New York Times says tweet isn't standard English, so therefore it will no longer be used as a word in the New York Times.
So what are they going to say? Like
Twitter update?
Twittered?
Probably Twitter update.
Twitter up? Yeah. They Twitter updated?
Yep. Hey, that's more proper English than tweet, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, think of how many things that weren't proper English, like noob, that are in the dictionary now, so.
Yeah.
Wasn't noob like the 1 millionth word or something?
I don't know.
I remember seeing the 1 millionth word in Webster's or something, and it was like...
noob.
Something like that.
Or pwned.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I can't remember, but it was something along those lines.
Yeah, even though tweet may eventually be as common as email, because it's not standard English, New York Times isn't going to use it.
Or Google, when you say, like, Google it. I heard the dumbest thing ever in my human Google geography class last fall. Our teacher was talking about, you know, things that become verbs, like Google, and you just Google it, and this girl goes, well, that's stupid. That's like saying ShamWow it.
I don't think
so. What, is that a household name yet? I mean, and you know what the ShamWow is, but has ShamWow it replaced, like, clean it up?
And I'd rather they say the guy
that advertises those.
Dude, he double punched a hooker.
Because sham it could, like, double as, like, an alternative to a curse word. Sham it!
Damn it, I gotta sham it.
Yeah, I love that guy. He makes me laugh.
Dude, a hooker was biting his tongue, and he double punched her.
Why was a hooker biting his tongue?
This was like, oh my god, it was like a year and a half ago. I don't know. He was outside of Las Vegas. He got a hooker. They were kissing. She bit his tongue, and he double punched her in both eyes.
Just like,
poof. Yeah, just double punched her.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, I'm okay with this. That is the time you double punch a woman. Yep. When she's biting your tongue and won't let go. That is double punch territory.
Yep. Then the 16-year-old girl that was lost at sea in the Indian Ocean has been rescued from her stricken boat.
Oh, my God.
She says she's safe and sound and argues that her age shouldn't be blamed for the problems that she faced. Great. Shouldn't have been out on a fucking boat by yourself, retard.
I guess it really doesn't matter what her age is. Sailing around the world by yourself is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Said shouldn't be on a damn boat by yourself.
Especially in the Indian Ocean, which is like full of pirates.
Yeah.
Like they were saying that she had to like time it right to find out when she could get around pirates, and sometimes she would actually have to go through pirate waters and hope they didn't see her and shit.
Wow.
It's like, dude, she would be destroyed if she went through pirate waters.
She'd be raped and pillaged all over the place.
She would, and it's just, if I were her parents, I don't know if I'd let her go out and sail around the world. At 16 years old.
I don't know why they did to start with.
I think there's a point like
hey mom and dad, a really go out.
I think there's a point where you get so much money that you act like a poor person would, because someone who's really poor would probably do this to get money. They'd be like, look, I'm going to sail around the world in this raft. And then, you know, they get money and they're like, no, I'm not doing that shit. And then when they get really rich, they'd be like, you know, it'd be a great idea.
Let's sail around the world.
Let's just sail ourselves around the world because we got the cash to do it. Let's just make a boat out of $100 bills.
That'd be an awesome boat.
Indeed.
It would sink, too.
It would, but it'd still be sweet.
Or you could just pull off the bow to give to the pirates.
Yeah. Be like, here you go, see you later. Anthony Alvarez held a 16-month-old. Wow, 16th must be the number for the newscast today, folks. 16-month-old boy hostage and kept police at bay for 55 hours.
55 hours, holy shit.
The suspect was a cousin to the young boy. After 55 hours, the SWAT team was given the okay to use deadly force as long as it did not harm the young child. There was also a 4-year-old in there as well, but apparently the 4-year-old was rescued out a back window.
4-year-old was in cahoots.
Yeah. Apparently Anthony Alvarez was wanted for several burglaries.
That's all right.
Throughout
I know the feeling.
Area. And then for the odd news story of the night, drive-through order ends in food fight brawl. And at a Wendy's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 4 customers claim their order was
good
incorrect. They hurled drinks, fries, and burgers at the employee. The employee then threw the food back at the customers. And then two of the customers came inside and then began fighting with the employees. Police said that the two customers were arrested on assault charges, and the employees weren't harmed except for a couple scratches and abrasions.
Dude.
What a bunch of retards.
Yeah. I would, if someone threw shit back at me if I was at a drive-thru, I'd totally be, like, going through that window.
I wouldn't have threw it at him in the first place. Like, it doesn't matter if your order's screwed up, just go in and get it replaced.
Yeah, you don't throw them. Like, and those people that do, like, that fire in the hole stuff, that's awful.
Yeah. Just, I like, will say I never had that happen to me. People always talk to me about it, but I never had that happen to me.
That's, like, there's a lot of other things you can do to, you know, bother people if you really want to be that mischievous. That's just, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that person's working. They probably don't like their job. They're probably 16.
Makes me think of that video where they, kids that failed doing that, like, he put it in neutral or something like that.
And yeah, he didn't try.
He's, like, firing the hole, and he, like, start, you can hear him rev the engine because he's trying to, like, take off, and then he can't because he has it in neutral. So then she just throws it, the pop right back at him because it didn't, like, spill when they threw it in. Yeah. It's funny.
That's classic. I love seeing people fail doing something like that. Like, if you really want to mess with someone at a drive-thru, all right, go in just before close, get a friend of yours on your shoulders, and then go up like you're pretending you're in a car. Whoever would do that is a genius.
Definitely. And whoever saw that is a very entertained person. Remember when we saw, when we came into El Dorado once, those kids trying to do the little invisible rope?
Yeah, invisible rope.
Rope.
I wish they would have been back because Stefan was going to get out and hold the rope up so we could drive under. I remember, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast before. I probably told you guys. One time driving home on 144th Street, I saw a clown walking down the road.
Yeah,
it was like
2
a.m.
Freaked you out?
Oh, my God. It was really late. It was only me and him.
Oh, God.
I didn't know what he was going to do.
What are you
going
to do?
I'm going like 45 miles an hour, so he probably couldn't do much unless he was like holding a brick.
Yeah. That'd be scary.
That would be scary.
Because then what would you tell the police? He was in a clown suit?
A clown threw a brick at my car, officer. Okay.
They put a police sketch up on the news. It's just a clown.
Yeah. I got really freaked out once when me and Caitlin were doing that ghost hunting shit, trying to find that bridge that I took a picture of. I was going like 40 mile an hour. This fucking deer hops out of the fucking woods. Yeah. It gets...
Leaper just put in a chokehold and killed it.
Gets halfway to my car and then turns around. If it would not have turned around, I'd have been fucked and would have hit it.
Oh my God, one time, this was when...
Fuck deer.
I was like 14 and my mom was driving me and Nikolai home. And this dog starts running the road and my mom comes to a complete stop. And the dog, like, shoulders the front of the car. He still ran into the car. And the kids were, like, freaking out. And we're just like, dude, the dog hit us.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something else I was going to mention. Oh, so I was watching this, like, worst-case scenario thing. It's like if a super tornado hit Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And they were treating hail like it was, like, Jason Voorhees. It was great because this woman's driving, her kid's in the back seat throwing this baseball, and it's hitting the top of the car, and so it's making this thud sound. So she reaches back and grabs the baseball, and she keeps hearing thud sounds. She's like, what's that? And then gets all quiet, and then wham, grapefruit size like hailstone goes right through a windshield.
Jeez.
And she starts running out of the car screaming and pulls her kid out and starts running away from
it. Oh, because that's intelligent when there's hail.
Well, and the thing is, the hail stopped, and there was like a basket full of hail. There was like a baker's dozen of hail on the ground. Like, how many times do 13 hailstones just fall and stop?
And that's all for news, folks.
All right, let's move into some sports. All right, first up, something I've mentioned a few times, conference realignment. Big 12 is just getting raided. First team
done.
To leave.
Game over.
First team to leave officially was the Colorado Buffaloes. They left the Big 12, And I started playing in the Pac-10 in 2012. Huh. Not for long, though.
Oh.
Because the world ends in 2012, as we all know.
Yeah. So.
And next to leave, the next day, Nebraska left the Big 12 and joined the Big 10.
Woo!
Where they're actually a pretty good fit in the Big 10, if you think about it. Academics and sports-wise. But I find the Big 10 boring.
Sounds boring.
It is pretty boring. And
they can't call it the Big 10 anymore.
It wasn't even 10 teams to begin with.
Oh, okay.
They've had 11 teams since 1990.
Then why the hell is it called the Big 10?
I don't know. They didn't come up with a catchy name or something. They've had Penn State. They were the 11th team. They joined in 1990.
Speaking of catchy names, I saw a street named O'Malley, so I thought I should open a bar called O'Malley's Alley. on that street.
But the problem with the Big 10 is Iowa fan, because they've had about 3 good years in football, has become a dick really fast.
Uh-huh.
And so all I hear is like, ooh, we're going to beat you. We're going to show you how football is really played. Look. Win something and then get a big head.
Giggity.
Because at least Nebraska has 5 national championships. And every time I say that, like an Iowa fan's like, well, you're just living in the past. At least we have a past to live in. Iowa was bottom of the barrel in the Big Ten for years, and now they get a few good years, and they're like, oh, we're so great. No, you're not. You're awful.
False.
Anyway, so the Pac-10 is also looking to add Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and Texas. They also want Texas A&M, but Texas A&M wants to join the SEC. So if Texas A&M joins the SEC, Utah, out of the Mountain West, would probably join the Pac-10, but the Mountain West just picked up Boise State from the WAC, and the Mountain West also wants to pick up Kansas State, and Missouri, but Missouri wants to join the Big Ten, but the Big Ten doesn't want Missouri, and Memphis also wants a BCS bid, so they might join the Big Ten, or the SEC, who knows.
What?
It's just a big jumbled mess.
Yep.
And it won't be settled for a couple years, probably. I mean, everyone will probably move within this year, but the moves don't take place for a couple years. Like, Nebraska's not going to start playing in the Big Ten until 2011. And Colorado's not going to start playing in the Pac-10 until 2012. So
will Nebraska still play Colorado in 2011?
They will still play Colorado in 2011. I thought it would be great if Nebraska won the Big 12 last year they're in it.
That'd be sweet.
And then win the Big 10 the next year. It would be awesome. All right, next up, World Cup 2010.
Woo!
United States defeated England 1-1. We won. We beat England 1-1.
How did we do that?
I don't
know. No, we won. We won, damn it.
How did we win?
It's 1-1. How didn't we win?
I don't understand this.
Yeah, I thought you were tied.
Ties? You gotta be kidding me. No, that's just how I've been saying it. Oh. I'm like, did you see our win? Everyone's like, we tied. I'm like, we won. England actually pretty much gave us a goal. Their goalkeeper actually fumbled the ball.
Oh, wow.
He stopped it.
And, like, kicked it in.
Well, he stopped it and then lost it over his shoulder. And it, like, rolled slowly into the back of the net.
Go!
Yeah, pretty much just gave us a goal, but...
So what do they do in an event of a tie in a World Cup?
You just get, like, a point or something.
Oh.
And so, like, right Yay. Now... right now, our group is England, United States, Slovenia, and Algeria. And Slovenia actually beat Algeria, so they get 2 points.
Oh.
And England and United States both have 1 point, and Algeria 0 points. So right now, Slovenia leads our bracket.
Slovenia.
And we actually play Slovenia on Friday.
Slovenia, yes.
Germany destroyed Australia 4-0.
Jeez. Germany's a beast.
Yeah.
Got those Nazi football players.
Stefan, do you remember who you were going for in the NHL playoffs? Was it Chicago?
It was the Sharks.
It was the Sharks?
Not the Flyers.
Lieber, do you remember who you were going for?
He was going for the Penguins.
Yeah, Penguins.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn someone was going for the Blackhawks, but the Blackhawks are the Stanley Cup champions.
Huh.
Ending like a 50-year drought or something.
Nice.
I don't actually
what
have
What about
a
the Flyers? So the Flyers. Flyers have never won one. Or have.
I think they have. I'm pretty sure they have. Now the longest drought.
Really weird face.
The longest drought right now is the Toronto Maple Leafs.
What about the Phoenix Coyotes?
Look, that team's not going to win anything. All right, USC football gets a 2-year ban. The postseason, they can't play in the postseason for 2 years, which is crazy because USC is usually a good team. They're going to be in the postseason. They're going to qualify, but they can't play. And they have to forfeit all of their wins from the 2004 season, but they get to keep the 2004 national championship. So they went 0-0, but they won the championship.
That does not make sense.
And you know why they did this? Because they don't want to have to think. Because this is the year they destroyed Oklahoma and then Auburn went undefeated. And then Auburn was voted number one in like the USA Today poll. Uh-huh. So they shared the national championship, but the trophy went to the USC. And Auburn was, you know, all Auburn fans were really pissed, you know?
Yeah.
Just give it to Auburn. They shared the title. Fucking first Miss America was disqualified. Give it to the runner-up. NBA playoffs, Boston just defeated Los Angeles.
So it's 3-2 or 4-2?
It's 3-2.
3-2.
And they're going to be going back to
L.A.
for one, maybe two more games.
I'd rather have Boston win.
I probably would. Lakers. I would have Boston win, too. All right, so if you're mad at a referee, what do you do? What would you do if you were mad at a referee?
I don't know.
I would either not do anything or just, like, show my frustration by, like, I don't know, kick a chair or something.
Yell, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, in Greece, they take it to another level. They actually threw explosives at referees in a Greek League basketball final.
That's funny.
Like Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, like referee. Straight up explosives. Just threw it right at the referees, right on the court.
Nice.
At least it pressures them into making the right call.
Oh, fire.
Who has the worst explosives? All right. I'll make sure they win.
All right. Seattle rookie wide receiver Golden Tate.
His name's Golden.
His name's Golden Tate.
I think Golden Taint.
Breaks into a donut shop for a maple bar addiction. Apparently, him and a friend who live in the same building that this donut shop is, their apartment's like near there, were walking by the donut stand or shop, and the back door was open. And so they walk in and walk right past the baker and grab some maple bars and leave. And he's like, "Well, I know I shouldn't have done it. You know, those maple bars are addicting. That's theft. You walked into this place at 3 a.m. and stole maple bars." It's stupid.
Who knows that he did it?
The baker.
Oh.
They walked right by him.
Oh.
He was baking stuff for the morning and it's just like, hey, you guys should...
why didn't they just ask him, or like, here's a couple dollars, give me those maple bars?
They probably ran by him and was like, hey, wait, you guys can't do this. All right, and last thing in sports, South Africa ponders Vuvuzela ban. That's apparently this South African instrument that sounds awful. And during the whole World Cup, I actually watched the full U.S.-England soccer match. I've never watched a full soccer match before.
How'd that go for you?
It was okay.
You know, it's a pretty sweet African instrument? What? Didgeridoo.
That's Australian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty sweet.
Well, you know what a good Australian instrument is? The didgeridoo.
But, like, right now, here, I'll just mimic their instrument, all right? It sounds like this.
Sounds like a bee.
You can hear through the matchup is, like, a little bit of crowd cheering and just... And people have just been complaining their asses off because it sounds awful. You can't hear anything over just this buzzing sound.
Just bring a beehive.
Like. Yeah.
It is. It's pretty much the musical equivalent to a beehive.
You want to sound like a beehive? Well, here's a real beehive.
I hate you bees. I hate you bees.
And that'll do it for sports. So let's move on to video games.
That radical.
First up in video games, computer gamers have reactions of pilots, but they have the bodies of 60-year-old chain smokers.
Yeah.
Professional computer gamers have the reaction of fighter pilots, but the bodies of 60-year-old chain smokers, according to tests comparing them with international athletes.
Like who?
I don't know. Let me read in this. A university academic conducted a series of physical and psychological tests to determine whether playing on computers should be defined as a sport. Top gamers can earn tens of thousands of pounds a year. Oh, it's obviously British. In a prize money sponsorship, but academics have warned the cost to their health could be devastating. Dr. Dominic Micklewright from the University of Essex put several elite cyber sportsmen through their paces to see how they compared to professional athletes.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't say which athletes they use, but apparently they match up in reaction time, but they have the body as a 60-year-old chain smoker.
I heard they compared them to the London Silly Nannies.
Shaboopy. Shaboopy. But, I mean, to just sit on your ass so much that you have the body of a 60-year-old chain smoker, that's awful.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds like what I have.
I don't think so. That's, like, really bad.
Yeah. I don't know. When I play basketball or when I, like, run, like, a sprint, like, you a 100-yard sprint, like, I die.
Do you think a 60-year-old chain smoker could make it through a 100-yard sprint?
Probably not.
Yeah. They'd probably collapse after 10 yards. I don't know. That's awful, though. I mean, good for you. Oh, good for you. But you're just going to die, dude. Yeah, is this what you've become?
That doesn't sound good.
Sounds gamers like, as a whole aren't the best looking bunch.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
It's true.
It is. It's true. Same with wrestling fans. We're
sandwiched. Oh, yeah.
We're sandwiched in between
extremely.
Them.
Extremely. I know.
One smells bad and then the guy on the left.
Like if you just see gamers and wrestling fans and you put us up there like, wow. Those guys are gamers and wrestling fans. Jeez.
We could, we might be able to win, like, a contest for, like, the most beautiful wrestling fan or something.
Not hard to do. Oh, you have all your teeth. You win.
It's true. That's pretty much what it's like. Next, from 1UP.com. Half-Life 2 Episode 3 is not Valve's E3 surprise.
Oh, huh. No.
So Valve has admitted that Episode 3 will not be their surprise at E3.
Huh.
I'm telling you, dude, it's Duke fucking Nukem.
If it is, I'm going to shit my pants because I love Duke Nukem.
Just this picture I saw, I don't know if I told you, but it was very convincing. Alright, they've got this thing up on their website. It says 6/18/2010. That's the last day of E3, and there's an outline of someone behind it, and there's a bunch of these logos at the bottom for like different companies.
Uh-huh.
One of the logos is Valve. Another logo is the company that actually owns the Duke Nukem license. You take the picture in the back and take a negative of it, and you put it next to a picture of Duke Nukem, and it matches up, like, perfectly.
Huh. We'll see.
You know, they could just be throwing us off. I wouldn't be surprised. But still.
It's really Left 4 Dead 3 years old late.
That wouldn't be a surprise. Actually, it might be just because it's so goddamn soon.
Yeah.
But you know they're cash cows. They'll do it.
Yep.
They'll do it in a heartbeat. And Andy will be just flipping shit. I want to play Episode 3! More Valve news. Valve announces Portal 2 to ship in 2011.
So yeah, it got pushed back.
Yep. If you want your Portal fix, it'll be in 2011. Hopefully.
Just be thankful you're still alive. Still alive.
For a little bit longer.
Yep.
Alright, next up, the 10 dumbest moments in video game history. Number 10, Jack Thompson gets his 15 minutes. I guess they're mad that Jack Thompson got any news. 9, the migraine boy, which is the virtual boy. 8, more is less, the tale of the Jaguar controller. Yeah, the Jaguar controller has, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 buttons.
Should and this was also in 1990-something.
Should have 17 analog sticks. How crazy would that be?
That clicks them in, moves them over.
Yeah. Or triggers.
Yeah.
Number 7, the N-Gage. N-Gage is pretty shitty. I remember, didn't Nikolai have one or something?
I have no idea.
I remember someone having one. Maybe it was Ricky.
I remember when they first came out with that, and I was like, it was like a cell phone, but a gaming console. Yeah. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Indeed.
Number six, Kaz should have just called in sick. Sony's press conference for E3 2006 is a modern marvel, a display of a fucking mastery at the art of failure and disappointment, because it was not just one moment, but a sequence of stupidity. If I intentionally tried to sabotage the unveiling of the successor to the best-selling video game console of all time, I wouldn't have done as well as Kaz Hirai in 2006. Between gyroscopic controllers, giant crabs, ridge racers, and wait, did he just say $600? Sony managed to ruin an ankle and one lap head start before the next gen race even began. Number five, the 3DO. A console rimmed with gold and diamonds. Oh my god, it was $700 when it came out.
Yeah.
Fucking shit, I would never pay that much for a system. Number four, Yamuchi and friends being douches. If we really wanted to, and we really did, we could have filed this entire list with just Hiroshi Yamuchi quotes and moments, but we're not. Instead, we'll have to settle with a compilation of insanely dumb soundbites to come from the Gaming Master's stupidity. God bless this man. All right, here's a quote. I have been saying for some time, but customers are not interested in grand games with higher quality graphics and sound and epic stories. Only people who do not know the video game business would advocate the release of next-generation machines when people are not interested in cutting-edge technology.
What?
People who play RPGs are depressed gamers who like to sit at home alone in their dark rooms and play slow games. There are many people in the industry that know nothing about games. In particular, large American companies trying to engulf software houses with money, but I don't believe that will go well. It looks like they'll sell their game system next year, but we'll see the answer to that the following year.
That does not make sense.
That does not make sense. Number three, Sega Saturn. It was like just kind of thrown out there, wasn't it?
Same thing happened on the Sega Dreamcast. It was released early to beat the PlayStation, and with the Dreamcast, released early to beat the PS2.
Except the Dreamcast was fucking awesome.
It was. It just didn't have a lot of games. And the Sega Saturn, it was hard to program because it had
blast processors.
Yeah, there we go. And so it was harder to program than the PlayStation, and it didn't have a lot of really good games, but the good games that were on it are like amazing.
Alright, number two, E.T. Just E.T. the game for Atari. And number one, Atari blows up the deal that would have saved them. I think we heard about this from Nolan Bushnell. Didn't someone offer him a bunch of money for Atari, and he said no, and then eventually Atari kind of waned off?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not really sure. I just remember that he turned down, like, being a partner with Apple or something like that early on.
It's extremely hard to put in the words the impact of our number one dumbest moment in video game history, but here's my best shot. Without it, the entire industry as we know wouldn't be the same. The retard at hand, Atari. The entire industry that Atari practically built was collapsing by 1984. And the company itself has garnered over $500 million in losses. The only system in the world that wasn't having even a sliver of success at this point was Nintendo's Famicom, which was selling faster than Godzilla in the country. Although crippled, Atari was still the West's biggest gaming company. Appealing to Nintendo's plans for a worldwide expansion of their new console, Nintendo wanted Atari to distribute Nintendo products worldwide. And the struggling Atari wanted the exact same thing. After numerous meetings and summits, Nintendo and Atari were at the cusp of making the biggest move in video game history, and it didn't happen.
That sucks.
Yeah, that is. That does suck.
It's like, hey, I got this new thing. It's called Nintendo. It could be big. I don't know. You wanna team up or something?
Yeah, you wanna like join in on that or what?
Nah, I'm out. Yeah, I don't know about that. All right.
All right.
That'll never catch on.
And then Jumpman happened, also known as Mario.
You know, I was going to go through this list here of top 15 games that need a sequel, but it's like a lot of too cool for the room games, like Secret of Evermore and Hexen and Shinumi.
I know Hexen.
You know Hexen?
Yeah. I do know that actually, too. That's that like first person Like, you have all these weird spells and powers. That was a lot of fun, actually.
Shenmue?
Back in the day.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, Shenmue.
Yeah, it's a game for the Dreamcast, and it's this weird shit. It's actually a really good game.
Yeah. Well, we do have a few on here I'll mention. 10, Grim Fandango. 9, Donkey Kong. 4, Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Didn't Donkey Kong have a sequel in Donkey Kong Jr.?
I don't know.
It means like a newer one, because the last one that came out was Donkey Kong 64.
Right, yeah. Number 3, Psychonauts. And number 1, Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah. That game's so awesome.
I've never even played it. I've just seen a lot on it, like the shit monster. Yeah. All
right, 10 most influential video games of all time. Start off with number 10, Tecmo Super Bowl from 1991.
Woo!
I love Tecmo Super Bowl.
I love Tecmo Super
Bowl as
well. It's
such a fun game.
Number 2... Number 9.
Hold on, I have one last thing. Hut.
Number 9, Alone in the Dark for the PC,
1992. Yeah. Red
92. Number 8, Street Fighter 2, 1991.
Woohoo!
Yay! On the arcade.
Yep.
Number 7, Metal Gear Solid from 1998.
Yeah.
More like Metal Gear Gay.
What the fuck did you say?
Just a hater.
Yeah, munching on his hater.
Number
pots.
6, Guitar Freaks, 1999. Just looks like a good arcade version of Guitar Hero.
Maybe that was the initial idea of what Guitar Hero came from.
Number 5, Wolfenstein 3D, 1992.
Wolfenstein, yeah.
I actually played Wolfenstein 2 days ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
But yeah, I love Wolfenstein. Was it in 3D?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't have my 3D goggles or my 3D monitor yet.
Or your 3D TV.
Yeah. Number 4, Grand Theft Auto 3, 2001.
Woohoo!
It's a good game right there.
That's a good game.
Dig it.
Number 3, Pong, 1972. Number 2, Super Mario Brothers, 1986.
What's number one gonna be?
And the number one most influential game of all time from PCMag.com. Oh, hold on. I never get to use this. Is Pac-Man. 1980.
It had a serial. It had a TV show. Several sequels.
Boop, boop. Pac-Man's shit. I don't have that anymore. This is the second time I've missed having the Pac-Man sound.
And now you'll probably go get it after this, and you'll never need it again.
I know. Yeah. I had it on there for so long, and I never used it. And then I deleted it, and it's like, what, 2 weeks in a row now? I wish I had it. But no, I get the damn fall sound effect. I didn't even need it this week.
Falling too fast.
All right, last up in video games, something we're kind of torn on who the douche of the year is here. Girl deletes boyfriend's World of Warcraft account. Rage ensues. See, this guy was apparently a chronic World of Warcraft player, and he left to go get some cigarettes, and she goes in on his computer and deletes all his characters.
And all his shit.
He comes back home, tries to log on. He's confused, getting a little agitated. Logs off. Logs on again. His characters are still not there, and he's got his head in his hands. He's so disappointed, and he takes a second and wham, punches the monitor. He picks it up,
destroys it,
picks it up, throws it back at the wall, and lands in the chair, and he kicks it while it's in the chair and almost falls over. Now I say the guy's the douche here, but Stefan says the woman is the douche.
What do you think?
I say they're both douches.
I'm thinking we can add both of them.
Yep.
So we'll let you guys decide when it comes down to the brackets.
How about we'll name the guy Wow Douche 2.0, and we'll name the lady Wow Woman.
Girlfriend Douche.
Girlfriend Douche. Eh, that's pretty good. I like that. That's better. Girlfriend Douche.
Tyler Tews' girlfriend could be that, too. Okay. Girlfriend Douche.
Thanks for saying bye. I'm going to start doing that now to you guys. Thanks for saying bye. I'm going to say just like that, too. Boy. All right, Stefan, you ready for some entertainment?
Throw it on me, Raiden.
Let's do it. right, Stefan, here's some entertainment.
Now you're a man. Man, man, man.
What do you got?
Nice new intro music.
You're welcome.
Got some okay stories here. We got. We're gonna start off with Christopher Nolan has finally locked in a start date, or at least that's been rumored. But it's reported by Hero Complex, and they've been right on everything because they kind of got like an in with him, so to speak. They've done interviews and stuff, and the film is supposed to start shooting in March of next year.
And what film is this?
The Dark Knight sequel, Batman 3.
You didn't mention it.
Okay, well.
I'm not saying it for me. I'm just saying for people that might be listening. I got you.
But yes, we're talking about Batman 3 here, folks.
Bat to the man to the 3.
And next up, two actors have been added to the short list of those for the upcoming Spider-Man reboot to play Spider-Man. And at first, I didn't really care because I was just so disappointed by, you know, Spider-Man 4 not happening. But if it's cool enough, I'd give it a chance.
Yeah.
It'd have to really pique my interest, though.
Yeah.
According to the Los Angeles Times, Kick-Ass star Aaron Johnson is one of them. You know, the guy that played Kick-Ass. I think his face kind of like makes you think of a Peter Parker type of character.
He wouldn't be bad.
And the second person is Anton Yelchin from Terminator Salvation and Star Trek. I can't picture who the hell it is.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
I think he might be the bad guy in Star Trek.
It's possible. I haven't seen it yet, actually. So
I haven't either.
And whatever Paramount decides to do with their cash cow Transformers franchise, one thing is for sure, Michael Bay's third film will be an end to the story he set out to tell. So whether it continues on without him or what they plan to do, Michael Bay says he's planning to finish the story here, meaning probably put an ending, maybe kill off character or something. I have no idea. Whatever he does, finally save the day.
Megan Fox character.
She's not going to be in the third.
I know.
Well, you know what you could do is just have stock footage of her. Just like, goodbye, you know, as they're walking off, and just the house explodes. That'll explain why she's not there.
Next up is Green Lantern is a year away from release, but Warner Bros. Is already starting development on a sequel. So they must be pretty confident in this.
Jeez.
That's starring Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. So if it's good, I'd be excited for the next one.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is the Green Lantern, isn't he?
And he's also be in Deadpool.
I remember that.
He's being a superhero whore.
I know.
Can't decide on one.
I kind of don't like when a guy plays two different superheroes because I kind of like to equate the actor to the superhero, you know?
Yeah, I believe I've said that. But since it's Marvel and DC, like, it's not the same universe, I guess I could kind of let it go, let it slide.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention.
What if their universe collides?
I mean, if he was doing, like, Deadpool and they turn around and did Spider-Man or something, it'd be like...
That'd be worse.
You can't be both, right? They already look nearly the same anyway. If you ever played Marvel Ultimate Alliance, you know that. Their icons look almost identical.
So hopefully that's good, because it'd be nice. I think WB is trying to put all their stuff on the fast track, you know, kind of like how Marvel has all their characters made. They have their own little movies, even if it's just a B-list character or a C-list. They try and give them some spotlight. So I think Warner Brothers is trying to do that with Green Lantern and same
Ice
people.
Iceman a movie.
That's not DC.
I know it's not. But you said Marvel.
Iceman doesn't deserve his own movie.
Iceman deserves his own movie.
He's going to be in the... I think the X-Men the First Class, probably.
X-Men Origins Iceman. This is him yelling at parents.
Let me cool down that Coke for you like it did in X-Men 2, I think. But the people that are making Green Lantern are also like penning the script and stuff for The Flash, too. So.
Nice.
So if it's good, then it's like, you know, it's a triple threat there. You got Green Lantern 2 already and The Flash.
It's coming out. It's coming out like wham.
Why? That hurts. That hurts me when you do that.
Ow.
Sorry, I haven't thrown the crazy fists in a while, alright? I've been keeping them caged up. Like, oh god, I'm so sorry.
God damn it.
He just shot himself. Oh god, he was so sad from punching us.
What? Why would you do that?
We're gonna have to close the show this time. Anyways, next up is... Early this morning, not this morning, but it was like 6 days ago, I believe, Various news outlets reported that the shocking images were being offered for a low five-figure, and these are the images of Gary Coleman, like, on his deathbed, basically.
Dude.
And, hold on. For a low five-figure price tag, according to the New York Daily News, the photos show Coleman with his eyes closed and hooked up to a ventilation machine. In another picture, the actor was photographed after he was taken off life support.
Why would you?
And I believe this is his ex-wife. I mean, that would make the most sense. That's taking these pictures and trying to sell.
I heard this on the radio, and apparently there are pictures with her in the shot too, with him, while he's off of life support. Like, what? Why do you take those pictures?
All I know is, why is this woman making herself to look so guilty? Because if she is innocent, like, why would you do that? Like, why would you try and, like, push the boundaries of how far, like, she's trying to be OJ or something. Like, okay, I just got away from a murder trial and I got free, or I got away innocent, but here's how I would have killed my wife. Well, she's just, like, trying to make herself, like, fucking...
Yeah,
bitch.
She's going to come up with a book soon called If I Did It.
I did do it. She'd be that stupid. I did do it, and she didn't even have a trial before. She's like, well, OJ did it. Yeah, he had a trial, you jackass.
Yeah, it'd be on the last paragraph, too. It's like, JK, I did it.
And so, yeah, I found that kind of disturbing. And last up is the top 10 grossing movies of the summer blockbusters, and it's adjusted, so it's... even, pretty much.
Huh.
Number 10, The Lion King.
Yes.
It made $328,000 and $328,539. Wow, I'm getting really fucking mixed up. $328,539,505. That's a shit ton of money right there.
Hey. It's because Lion King's a shit.
All right, and... Or wait, hold on, that wasn't even the adjusted gross, so let's... Wait, no, that's right. Should we do the adjusted, which would make more sense?
Yeah, do the adjusted.
Okay. $599,564,900. That's a shit ton of money.
That's even more of a shit ton of money.
I know. Forrest Gump comes in at number 9.
I just watched that.
It was on TV, actually. Yeah. So TBS. It was Toy Story 2.
Yeah,
I was watching some of that.
I watched that, too.
Because Toy Story 3 comes out this weekend, I believe.
It does.
The adjusted income was $601,672,695.
Goddamn.
Just going downhill, or uphill from here,
That's
so
a lot
speak.
Of money.
Can we just have one of those million, please?
Just 1 million, please.
Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, comes in at number 8 with an adjusted gross as $645,783,843. Number 7, Jurassic Park, good movie.
Yeah.
$656,349,535. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, adjusted gross, $659,021,792. Dear God. Return of the Jedi. You're going to see Star Wars a lot on this fucking list. Goddamn. Return of the Jedi is $709,474,258, and that's number 5.
Jeez.
The Empire Strikes Back, $768,957,136. Jaws. That's kind of surprising. You wouldn't think like a rated R, or well, maybe it was PG-13 back then. Yeah. The standards weren't so high back then. But number 3, Jaws, $974,679,803. E.T. came in at $1,062,387,574. And the top of the list, Star Wars, $289,662,081. All wow. This tells me is that Steven Spielberg and George Lucas are like...
They got too much money.
They got too much money.
You have too much.
I mean, I know you got guys like, you know, Bill Gates and all that have shit ton of money too, but... as far as like directors of like popular movies, George Lucas has four Star Wars flicks on
George this. Lucas was also able to keep like a lot of the merchandise rights to those movies
too. Yeah, so they sold a ton of fucking merchandise.
So that's
so he
four.
Made all the money from that shit.
Who directed Forrest Gump? Was that Steven Spielberg too?
No.
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Go for it.
I got the power.
Okay. So far, Steven Spielberg does have E.T., which was the second, Jaws, and Raiders of the Lost Ark. So that's and Jurassic Park. So that's four of his own right there.
Jesus.
So if he directed Forrest Gump, that'd be five. That's just insane. They each have four. And then you have The Lion King on there, which I don't know who the hell made that.
It was directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, that's right. Okay, he's another popular director. He's done, like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit and the Back to the Future series and stuff like that.
Dude, if Jessica Rabbit was real, I swear to God.
But, yeah, okay. So they each have four on there. That's crazy.
What's your problem?
Dude, if she was real, I just...
And the weirdest thing is these are all trade-offs, like every other... You have eight as George Lucas, seven Steven Spielberg, six George Lucas, five, and so on.
You think George Lucas is just like, hey Spielberg, scoreboard.
Or they should just make a movie together, shit.
It'd be the best movie in the world.
Then throw in like James Cameron in there somewhere, because he has the Terminator and Avatar, all that.
Titanic. Then you could throw in Michael Bay, and there'd be a bunch of explosions. Like, right here when Forrest is walking to the bus station, the bus just needs to explode and keep going.
Like I said, you put all three of those people together, it'd be the greatest movie in the world.
At least the highest grossing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is that all you got, Stefan?
Yep.
All right, that'll do it for entertainment, and that'll also do it for the podcast. You can catch us on all your social networking sites. Trust me, you'll find us. So for Lieber and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.